On Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team opens up the season tonight against the Upper Iowa Peacocks. Defensive back Charlie Herdlichka with us. Charlie, you guys were within an eyelash of a great season last year. Still had a very, very good season.
Mm-hmm.
Still pretty frustrating.
Yeah.
How tough is the offseason when you know you were this close?
I mean, it's real tough, but at the same time, it makes you want to work that much harder. I mean, all your workouts, all your meetings, everything. I mean, you know you were that close. Lost to some teams that we definitely shouldn't have lost to, so I mean, just fuels the fire, really.
Since I've been here now almost a decade, defensive backs at BSU have been a little on the undersized size.
Yeah.
A little bit at a disadvantage. Do you guys look at it that way, or do you take that as a challenge?
I mean, I don't really look at it that way at all. I mean, yeah, we're undersized, but I mean, I take it as a challenge. I mean, every week. I mean, it's got to go that much harder, I think. I've been undersized my whole life, so it's not a big deal to me. I mean, I've been a running back in high school and stuff, so I'm used to it.
As a defensive unit, how much more relaxed can a D-back be here knowing the front seven is as good and going to put as much pressure on the quarterback as they always do?
I mean, yeah, that's a real advantage for us because you know the ball's going to come out quick because those guys up front like to get after it. I mean, and you know, it's no secret. We like to blitz, so, I mean, you know that quarterback's going to be getting hit. He's going to throw some balls up there, and we got to take advantage of it.
How have things changed since you walked on campus?
Well, the big change for me this year, I mean, is we're playing with two new safeties, obviously. Last year we had Brody and Slews were outstanding safeties, and it's nice this year. Some young guys are going to get opportunities, and we got, honestly, four safeties that can play for us, and it's going to be exciting just to see what they can do.
How different is college football and offenses in general now than when you were a freshman?
Oh, it's slowed down so much for me. I mean, coming in out of high school, I came from Monaga, which is a small high school. So, I mean, it was so fast when I came in, and now, I mean, it's fun. It's starting to be fun again.
Offenses have developed into such in-depth, intricate offenses, multiple wide receivers, movement all over the place. As a defense, is it hard to just kind of focus on what your job is and get to the basics?
No, I don't think it's hard. I mean, the coaches have us prepared each week, and they simplified the calls enough, so I know, I mean, the safeties are the ones that are doing most of the thinking, corners. I mean, we just go out there, line up, and play. So,
how often in a career is corner blitz called?
I think I've had one blitz since I've been here, so, I mean, I would like to blitz a little more, but, I mean, I understand we're there for coverage, so.
How big did your eyes get?
I mean, I actually had an opportunity to make a play in the backfield, and I missed, so I don't know. That's probably last time I'll ever get to blitz here.
Upper Iowa last year, you guys handled them pretty well. First quarter was close, mm-hmm. but after that, it wasn't. It's a new year. How hard is it to put last year away and just focus on every single play this year?
I mean, I don't think it's hard at all. I mean, especially because last year they had a couple key guys on their offensive side of the ball that weren't even playing against us, so I mean, we can't really look at that too much because, I mean, they're good, very good offensive football team. Averaged over 400 yards a game last year. So, I mean, we got to be prepared. Otherwise, they'll come and give it to us here.
Good luck, Charlie.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.